Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second, the right fielder, Hubie Brooks. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Fernando Valenzuela. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson, who is chasing the ball. McRae reaches third base with a triple. Hubie Brooks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McRae scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. McReynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Royals. Phil Hyatt, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt hits a pop-up into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Baines reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ripken scores. Baines moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Royals, 3, Orioles, 3. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a fly ball for a double play. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarland hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore strikes out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. Tackett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McRae bunts towards the mound. Valenzuela fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive towards first. Joyner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Baines is walked intentionally. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett strikes out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyatt moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McRae hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tackett is 0-for-2 in the game. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Sampson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Devereaux. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Lind applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Alan Mills now pitching. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks strikes out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Jack Voigt pinch runs for Harold Baines. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gomez is hit by the pitch. Voigt moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Brad Pennington now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Tackett and he is safe. McRae steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brooks is 0-for-4 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Felix Jose now playing right field. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett pinch hits for Jeff Tackett. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Royals. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken is walked intentionally. David Segui pinch hits for Jack Voigt. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Segui hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.